A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
This is Johnny Wrestling, or Johnny Takeover, as my shirt says. And listen, I want you to listen. Like, we're at a ball right now. It's crazy. It's loud. It's Texas. We're in New York City. But I want you to listen to No Holds Barred Network.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Under the Ropes on the No Holds Barred Network. I'm your host, as always, the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany, and I'm really confused, Ray.
Well, I'm looking because I see you. I see me. I didn't see our guest, but I forgot just because he's so rich. He owns a company now, so he did not want to give us facial recognition here. I feel like it was a part of the contract. We were told we were supposed to only have him over voice. So I was like, wait, where's our guest? Oh yeah, he's here, but we can't see him. You can't see him. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up everyone? It is the Law of Raymundo, and we are live with a very special guest, the 25% owner of IWA himself, Anthony St. James. How's it going, Anthony?
Hello, it's me. Anthony St. James, 25% owner of the Intense Wrestling Alliance. Sorry, that's the only part of the song I know. What's going on, everybody?
Wow. Okay, then. I'm doing pretty good. I'm like all screwed up now because Ray just threw me for a freaking loop. And yeah.
What about you? Is it because of the haircut? I got the haircut.
I think it's because of the haircut.
For St. James. So, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I wanted to look nice.
No, well, thank you very much. So, but yes. So on the No Holds Barred Network, with our series of Under the Ropes, if this is your first time listening, we sit here, we interview wrestlers, promoters, referees, anything related to independent wrestling. We interview. So actually, we've had Anthony St. James on the podcast previously. So he was with us with our friend Kyle on the No Holds Barred Network as well. So today, Ray has joined us. But no video today. So do you want to give our listeners a reason why?
Time out. 1 second. I thought this was the dead ass podcast.
That don't exist anymore.
Oh, man, I've been preparing all day for that, not for this. Oh, wrestling.
Oh, damn, like. Well,
I don't need to prepare for wrestling. Our show was sold out already. You know, Frank, you know, put my face on the flyer. We're sold out. That's it. What is it? October 30th, Nutley, 150 Chestnut Street. Help me out, Raymond, if I get any information wrong. We are sold out.
Nope,
that's
you're,
it.
You're on the ball so far.
Yes.
That's all right. The information. It's sold out. It is under strict, I should say, court coronavirus operations. So sadly, it is a limited capacity. It sadly is sold out. And for now, this is going to be how it is. Sadly, we have to get through this with the pandemic at the moment. So
I know.
Or as I like to call it, the Corona Coaster.
The Corona Coaster. I can't with you. So I actually have a question for you, because this is going to be a very random episode for you guys out there that are listening in to us. So, but what made you decide to buy 25% of the IWA company? Like, can you give us a little bit of background with that?
To be honest, I didn't think I was going to get it. I just did it just to fuck with. Wait,
Yeah,
how old are you?
I'm of age. You can curse.
All right. Cussing. All right, cussing's a lot because I might slip up a few
times.
You're
fine.
I'm literally having my first glass of Pepsi Cola in years. And, you know, with all the stuff I put in my body, substances, caffeine always hits me the hardest for some reason. So I'm a little up to date. Pepsi Cola, guys. So, yeah, I did it to fuck with Frank. I didn't think I was going to get it. Next thing I know, my lawyer sent me an email and bang, 25%. I should have gotten more, but I don't know. So that's it. Frank was all like, wah, wah, wah. I'm retiring. Wah, wah, wah. Wrestling is whatever. So I was like, ah, he ain't lying, but you know what? Fuck it. 25%. Let's do it. This, you know, if I want more, I probably could, you know, get more. I'll get more. But, you know, I figure 25% is enough to dip the yield toe in.
Okay. Okay.
So. Still, for those that are listening, like, that's still a major percent of a company.
Yeah.
Like, 25% isn't just, like, chump change now. So
yeah, I should have got 33%. You know, just since IWA is only three letters, I should have gotten 33%. Like, at least say I own one letter.
Would you want the I, the W, or the A?
There you go.
Well, right now I'm feeling intense right now, but I think the A is my thing. Alliance, because, you know, I like to unite people.
Well, the A kind of works because he is Anthony. So, like, that only makes sense.
See, I wanted him to answer that way. I was thinking that's why he was going to say A, but it works out.
So, are you looking to, like, are you looking to, like, buy the whole company? Is that what's going to happen? Like,
I got to see. I got to see how I feel. Because, to be honest, you know, running a wrestling company is the worst. It is literally the worst. You know, but it's like a weird love, it's like a weird love hate relationship. It's like masochism or sadism, whichever one is like the person who likes pain. That's running a wrestling.
Masochism. I've been accused of it recently. That's why. Damn. I take chops now at wrestling shows.
He does take chops. Yeah. He does take chops.
Who's chopped Raymond? I would never.
Who has it chopped? Ray is really the question. I feel like.
It's very painful, guys. Very painful.
So what are you going to be doing at, like, this show since, you know, it's next week, next Friday, like you said, in Nutley, New Jersey? Like, what is going on? So what are the plans? What should the fans be expecting from you?
For me personally?
Yes.
I'm just going to show up. I'm going to show up. I'm going to give the fans in attendance an opportunity to take a photo of me, not with me. And I'll play it by ear. You know, we have plenty of great matches, you know. So let the wrestlers wrestle. Let Auntie St. James be the star and take some photos. And that's it. I mean, if I want to do more, I'll do more. I'll just tell Frank, I want to fight. But right now, I'm in a loving mood. So let people just take the photos of Auntie St. James and just, you know, be happier in my presence.
Okay.
Well, then. Well, speaking of Frank, like you mentioned, so... how does this work creatively? Have you had input so far? Do you look to give input, or are you just more of a behind the scenes guy?
Yeah, this last show, I let Frank do 100% of everything. All I told him was just put this face on a flyer, let the show sell out, and let him do whatever he wants. You know, right now, as far as I can say, you know, he's on probation. So let's see how he does running this show, and if he does good, maybe I'll let him run another one.
Wow. Yeah. You let him run another one. Okay. Okay.
I'll let him run maybe, perhaps.
So is there like any other like plans like going forward? Because I know the next show is going to be in January of 2021. So are there any long-term plans that you got?
I mean, not really. I don't really do long-term plans. I'm Anthony St. James, you know. So, with living the way I live, I'm surprised I've made it this long to the tender age of 20. Sorry. We cut out right there.
Yeah. So, it's Skype. I hear you. Good old Skype. Good old Skype. So, oh my goodness. I don't know. So,
well then.
But
well
then. We're not going to be at this show. So are you going to I'm very sad. These tickets sold out so quick.
My ban took effect immediately. I was like, no Tiffany, no Ramon.
See, but no, but you said I was allowed. Why was I still banned for this show?
Banned by association.
Damn, ah, Ray. Okay. You need to stop hanging out with me.
I'm going to have to because I was supposed to be on the good side of St. James. I thought I was a part of his management team. This is messed up.
You are my personal executive VP of giggles.
And I'm still banned?
Yes.
Damn. So what does he have to do to get unbanned? And what do I have to do to get unbanned to come to the next IWA show?
I guess we're going to have to let the venue decide that. Let the venue say, hey, you can let more people in. You got to let two more people in. The second they say two more people, you guys are in. That's it. Just two more people the venue says we should be allowed to let in.
You see that, Ray? We got the VIP right there.
That really doesn't sound like VIP. That sounds like it's like, hey, are we allowed more people? Okay, who's left? Yeah, I guess them. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they'll do.
So, damn. Let's see how it is. So
they'll have to share a mask.
Kyle's in our chat. He said, only here to chop Ray.
Wow. Come on. You're all the way in Canada right now, Kyle. You can't chop me technically at the moment. Unless we're virtually chopping. Is that a thing now?
I guess virtual chops are now accepted on the No Holds Barred Network. So send your chops directly on Twitter to Ray.
How?
You'll be all
right. I'm just going to start feeling chest pains now. And it's going to be like, why? It's all the virtual chops.
So what are you doing to prepare? Like anything or you just said you're just going to show up, right?
Yeah.
You're not expected to do anything.
Just show up, do my thing, and that's it. Just have a good time. That's what I'm going to do. Have a good time. You know, then if things start getting stressful, then I'll just take a back seat. But right now, main goal is to have a good time because that's what wrestling is supposed to be, in theory.
So what is your, outstanding, what do you think is going to be the match of the night?
Oh, anything with Anthony Gangone.
That's number one husband. So, there you go. Go ahead, Ray.
He also has a tough challenge right there, because he has bestie.
What do you think? I think Gangone's husband? What is this? This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Oh, please.
Explain it.
Okay. Anyway, move on. Ray, go ahead.
I think he had a question, though. We have to honor what the guest is asking.
No,
you have to answer, Tiff.
I don't need to answer. I'm the host. Okay. I don't need to answer crap.
The host has to answer the questions by the guests. Raymond, what is your social security number? Let's get this up and running.
Well, it's... sorry, the mic is... We're having technical difficulties. I said it, though. You have to decipher that later on. Sorry. But, yeah.
Andrew said in the chat, ask him his movie role in The Secrets of Cluck Island.
It's Cluck Island.
Sorry. I read it so quick. Yes, Cluck Island.
Wait, who's asking this question?
Andrew.
Which Andrew is this?
Different.
Is this Ace Andrew?
Andrew Ravallo. No, not Ace Andrews. No.
I was going to say, is Ace Andrews asking these questions?
Yes.
I play a hunky security guard for the evil corporation of Cuck Island. I mean, the script says security guard, but it's obviously they meant to say hunky security guard.
Hunky. Okay.
Yeah, even I did have to become a fight coordinator at the shoot on Saturday because the script just said fight scene and nobody knew how to fight, so I had to just choreograph something real quick. Which I have a little bit of regrets because I should have asked the director what he wanted. Did he want comedy? Did he want to shoot? So I just stuck my nose in and just made it happen without asking any questions. So that was fun.
That's one way. Like that should have been planned a little more. But okay,
there you go. Andrew said that he was in PA. I was in PA on it this past Saturday. So, Anthony, you're very big into like film as well. So, what's going on with that?
When it comes to movies, like, I have almost no ambition. It's just like people are like, come here, there will be alcohol, there may be other substances, and I'm like, I am there. So, Andrew was one of the PAs.
Yeah, he said he worked the headlock with him.
I knew it. Oh, yes, Andrew. Yes,
it's a longtime friend of mine.
Yeah,
longtime friend of mine.
So, like the main actor was all like, "I shove you, I shove you." I'm like, "No, Andrew's a big guy. Just waist lock him from behind, and then from there we'll take it."
Call in the ring, I guess. Call in the scene, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not physically. I'm not on camera doing it. I was just like choreographing it, and then my character is like hiding behind the camera. That's the best place. When you're in a movie set, that's the best place to be, behind the camera, so no one sees you. Hmm? That's the secret art of acting.
You get to see a little bit of everything. So
yeah.
Yan Lewis is in the chat. He said, Mr. James.
Tell him I said, what's up?
You can tell him yourself.
Well, you technically just told him what's up.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Team text me. All right, so yeah, so movie stuff. Long story short, the way I got into it is I met the director of the Toxic Avenger at a bar, and I guess you know that entire company's like ran by like misfits and whatever. And he sees me and he thinks, oh, he looks like an all right guy. And after a few glasses of wine, he just unloads on me like I'm his therapist. So for like the last couple of years. He doesn't know my name, to be honest. I know he doesn't know my name, but whenever he sees me, he just knows. In a couple of drinks, I'm going to go complain to this guy right here about my life story. So, and then from there, people just give me roles.
Well, then, there's the Hollywood story, guys. There's the Hollywood
Just show up to a bar and just be a director's therapist. And that's the secret to success.
Okay. Yan says, what's up, sir? See you next week. Can you actually chop St. James for me since you're going to be there and I'm not and take video and send it to me, peas and carrots? Since I can't chop him. So I owe you another chop. Frank said get to work.
There will be no chopping.
There'll be plenty of chopping. Frank said, get to work, buddy.
Frank who?
You're technically your co-owner here.
Yeah. Do you have any words for him?
Man, hang up on that guy. Ban him from the chat.
Not going to ban him from the chat. What's wrong with you?
That's not pretty nice.
That isn't nice. You have to see him next week, and you want me to ban him from the chat.
Yeah, like, I'll see him next week. I don't need to deal with this right now. He's all like, blah, 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 business this, business that. Oh, we got to promote this and push that. I'm like, Frank, don't worry about it, man. We got this. You know, Anthony St. James is now in the driver's seat. Just relax. Poppy.
Oh, he said.
No, he did just say your boss, your poppy. There you go.
No thoughts about that.
Well then.
All right, Raymond, why do guys say that? That's such a weird saying. Why do dudes call the dudes poppy?
It's like a form of endearment. Like, I've used that with, like, It's a thing.
I don't know. It always weirded me out, man. Even when the lady folks say it to me, like, "Hey, Poppy," I'm like, "Don't throw your daddy issues at me." No.
Maybe they want you to be their daddy.
Anthony St. James has no kids that he knows of, and he will never find out about them.
This is the podcast where he finds out about all his kids.
we're taking over Murray's spot right now. I'm like, you are the father.
If I hear the phone ringing from somebody being a secret guest, and it's a secret love child I had like 6 or 7 years ago, you guys would be banned for another 2 months.
I don't appreciate us getting banned, okay? Like,
Frank, could you please comment on this? We've been banned.
Yeah, apparently allegedly. We're banned and we can't come to IWA. So
I don't appreciate this, Frank. Like, this isn't right.
I know. I rude.
You know what I think it is? It's because you chopped him at the last show, Tiff.
He deserved it. I let him chop me back.
I tried to be civil. That Brandon Downey was a troublemaker. Where did he get involved? Like, no. He was a troublemaker, like, that night.
Is that going to be like something in the future, possibly? You and Brandon in the ring?
I would murder that guy. There's no way Frank will let that happen. I would literally go to jail for murder. I can't just murder people, or could I?
Well, technically, it's a legal form of. Well, let's not talk about right now.
I think that's literally the main reason why I'm like, don't have a booked match, because Frank doesn't want me to murder his friend, his stars, because that's what I do now.
Oh my god. Why don't we go to some of these fan tweets that I saw that we got? All right, let's start with this one from our friend Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. He says, as Anthony St. James is at a rhythm of enjoys math Stan, what math did you stand the most at school? He said, I'm guaranteeing this will never have been brought up before in a previous interview.
What's my favorite math
yeah.
subject?
Basically, what math are you a fan of?
Those are British friends.
Tell Good Cop, Bad Cop Pat podcast. What does an acorn say when it grows up? Gee, I'm a tree. Bang. Oh
my God. Okay. All right. I guess we'll move on to the other question.
Geometry.
All right, MGB Graham says, as a Brit, I lived in NC for 2 years when I first moved to the States in 2000, and I had no idea what cookout was when I saw the story trending on Twitter about Joe Biden visiting there on the weekend. So, best cookout item, and what are the other must-visit North Carolina food places?
Cookout item is it's like a potato salad with raisins. That's the number one thing you have to bring to a cookout. So
nope,
you tell this
we're,
guy.
We're ending this podcast now.
What? Raisins? Who are you? In potato salad?
Yeah. With a little bit of paprika. No, actually, no paprika. No paprika. So yeah, you tell this British guy, next time he goes to a cookout, he has to bring potato salad with raisins and a pinch of salt. That's it.
I feel nauseous now.
Oh, man, he's trying to get this poor guy beaten up at the cookout.
Ew.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Perhaps.
And, yeah, he just... Yeah, so he said, what other must-visit North Carolina food places? Have you been to North Carolina?
Yeah. I spent the weekend there a couple of WrestleManias ago. Big Rob, you know, my tag team partner, who, you know, we've never teamed together. You know, the big guy that looks, you know, the big guy that's been in the ring with me a few times. We had a road trip to WrestleMania, the one in Orlando. And so we get in the car, four guys. When we get in the car, he finds out that he's the only person with a driver's license. So, you know, I felt bad for him that he had to drive all the way from New York to Orlando. So I decided to get a hotel in North Carolina in between. So you can nap, you know, so you can rest up, sleep. Freshen up. When we get to this hotel in North Carolina, a Karen left a note, because we got there late. We got there like around 3 o'clock in the morning, so there's no one at the front desk. And a Karen left a note on the desk complaining about something. And we look, and the note says, the next time you clean someone's room, make sure you check for sex items. And we look, and she left like a bottle of lube, some like rubbers and other things on the front desk. So I was like, okay, this is that kind of hotel I booked. And unfortunately, I left my ID there. So on the way back, we had to rebook that hotel so I can get my ID back.
Rob's saying he paid for that hotel.
Yeah, Rob's in the chat. He said he paid for it.
No, he didn't. I use my what's one of those apps so I can get points. But yeah, unfortunately we didn't have Loop in our room, so maybe next time.
He also said that his cookout advice has been rubbing off on you.
Yeah, see, Rob's the one who told me about the potato salad with raisins.
Who puts raisins? Okay, I'm gonna move on because I can't right now.
It's kosher. It's kosher.
It's not kosher. Okay. Matt Oss is in the chat. He said, I'm still mad that you chopped my Hermano Ray. And now you're talking about raisins and potato salad. Chancla is not happy.
I don't remember chopping Ray. Is there any proof of this?
Yes.
There's video.
There
from,
is plenty of
Fourth
footage.
Of July?
Yes.
Yeah.
4th of July.
My lawyers examine that because I don't remember that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It was not nice. I was holding your drink and everything, and I still got chopped.
Yeah.
That's when I thought you guys were holding an intervention, and I got mad. Oh, yeah.
An intervention for what?
I don't think we'd speak about that on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what the statutes of limitations are on certain items.
We're gonna move on.
Is there a statute of limitation on unclaimed children?
Until they're 18.
18, all right. So I only got, a couple of years ago, baby. Almost there. We got the team. Let's hold hands together and let's pray we can make this together as a unit.
I'm telling you, after this podcast, there's going to be so many people coming up. Oh, by the way, Matt Awesome has said a weak ass chop.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'm not going to.
What?
Exactly, yeah. I'm not gonna chop Ray. Who would chop Ray hard, you know? You give Ray love taps. Ta-ta. Oh. Ramon.
That was okay. Not a love tap. You're full of baloney. Okay?
No, he's full of raisins. We've gone.
No. Anyway. So, let's change the subject, okay?
Have you ever eaten a baloney and banana sandwich?
What?
No. Is that a thing?
It is now. I just made it up. It's a thing now.
All right. So apparently,
go to North Carolina.
I'm moving on. Okay. So apparently, you said you had some dating stories that you wanted to share with us.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
I told this to you in private. So I went camping. I went camping a couple of weeks ago. I have no concept of time and space. So we're camping, and I took some mushrooms. Full disclosure, they didn't work. So this gal that I'm with, she's all like, "Is something burning?" And I'm like, I turn around, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's me." And like for some reason, I just stood there while like my blanket's on fire, and I just like, "Oh shit, wait, it's me!" And yeah, I literally almost died a couple of weeks ago in Pennsylvania. So guys, just remember, when you go camping, just if you use any external heaters or whatever, just don't put them near any flammable objects. The more you know.
Well, go ahead, Ray. You want to say something that...
So many questions. There's so little time, though. Like, how? Like,
I don't know. Someone put a heater behind me. I wasn't paying attention, and next thing I know,
you didn't feel it though is really proving that you're a little bit of a masochist because you were burning.
Did you plug it into the tree?
No, if I was a masochist, I would have just stood there enjoying it, like yeah, burn it, let's go inferno.
I can't right now with you.
Oh man. The second question is. Is there video of this, though?
No, there is not.
Rob said he should have poured gasoline on you.
Wow. Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, Rob's been to that. Rob's been there. His best friend got married there at the campsite.
Were you there? Was he there when this all happened? Did he see this?
No. No, Rob doesn't. Rob has a restraining order on me right now, so he can only communicate with me via podcast.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say, why has Rob not been at the last few IWA shows? You've been kind of assaulted when he's not there. Where's Rob been?
He's been double booked. That's what's happened.
His
priorities were with his other wrestling stuff he does. So you know. But obviously, if it was up to me, of course I've had Rob with me all the time.
Okay.
You know, I need someone to take the bumps for me. And...
Wow.
Hey, those bumps hurt, man. Those bumps hurt.
Oh my god, hurt. I can't. So, any other more dating stories? Because I know you tell me a whole crap load. Ray's like, no. He goes, I don't want to hear. Well, Ray, do you want to change the subject? He's always
these stories, again, are going to have some statute of limitation to them.
All right, I got.
All right, how about, yeah.
So there was this one chick, right, that I don't even know why she asked me on a date, because I almost murdered her a couple of weeks prior. Like literally, she was, like, allergic to peanuts, and I gave her peanut beer. So she was, like, literally dying, and, you know, it was a big mess. So she messages me. She's like, oh, hey, it's my birthday. I'm like, cool, happy birthday. She's like, oh, let's do something. And in my head, I'm thinking it's a group event, like, you know. I'm like, sure, you know, show up to the bar, buy her a drink, tell a few jokes, bounce. So she's like pressuring me. She's like, oh, no, you know, let it be just us. And I'm a little bit annoyed because, to be honest, I had a crush on her friend. Even though her friend was a vegan, I let that go. I was like, all right, even though you're vegan, I kind of have a crush on you, girl. So, you know. So long story short, we go on this date. And we almost went to a Thai place. But, you know, in case you don't know, Thai food has lots of peanuts.
Yeah.
So at the last minute, I'm like, oh, shit, no, we can't go here.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to we went from going, like, the plan was a nice Thai place. And then I remember she's allergic. And we ended up going to, like, a shitty diner. At the shitty diner, I just point out things like, oh, like, the shirt I was wearing had, like, a rip on it. And I'm like, oh, man, yeah, I accidentally cut this with scissors. She starts laughing. She's like, ah, ha, ha, scissors. I do that, too, sometimes. Sometimes I just cut my legs. With a knife, and I'm just like, ooh, let's get this check, please.
Oh.
And, yeah, things were getting awkward. She was talking about all the time she's been arrested and gone to jail and this and that. And I'm just like, man, you need my lawyer, because he would have made sure you didn't go to jail. You would have just spent the night. But anyway, long story short, when the check comes... She's like, oh, man, I ate so much. Ugh, my boyfriend's brother calls me fat.
What?
And I'm just like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, my boyfriend's brother calls me fat. And I'm just like, why isn't he here? Why am I here? Why am I not trying to hook up with your vegan friend? Why am I here? Like, yo, Mario, so mad. Like... This whole day, she pressured me on to...
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com. A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Do this, and then, I have a boyfriend. So, that's definitely one of the worst dates I've ever had in my life. Any questions about a moment? You want to talk about this? You have any questions about dating or whatever? I will answer them. Okay. They will be wrong answers, but I will answer them.
Go ahead, Ray. Give it to him.
I have no questions. Oh, jeez. That's just, wow.
Yeah, you want to know how much I like this vegan girl? I took her to a Bernie Sanders rally. I took her to see Bernie Sanders.
That's commitment right there.
Yeah.
Chicks love the Bernie.
Yeah, she wanted to feel the burn, and so did I. But, you know, we were on different levels.
All right, let's come out of dating. Why don't we talk movies or something? He's like, give me a minute. You broke how red he is. Oh my.
Well then, that's gonna be a clippable moment right there. I almost died on the podcast. Well then, let's come back to.
Remember when we did group chat and I send you the pictures of the one of the last chicks I was talking to, Tiff?
Yeah.
Can you describe the picture I sent you?
I don't remember. I really don't.
I'll just use one word: vending machine.
Okay, let's move away from this. I can't with you.
He's really trying to get that heat.
I actually have gone with Anthony St. James to Extreme Serious Wrestling. So I know you're a huge, huge fan of that. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, I love those guys. That's yes. Literally like I will support Extremely Serious Wrestling any chance I get. You know, we got Dr. Felix Krofnot, which I don't know what that name means. We got the nuns. Wait, hold on. I even have their, whatchamacallit, I have their bulletin on board on my refrigerator. Let me just hold on. Let me get some of my fridge. There we are. Yeah, we got the Bad Habits, which are these fighting nuns. You know, Ophidian, who's like, I guess, my trainer. He made a pit stop there. This girl, she's like in love with the 90s. Her name is Nostalgia. It's just, it's wrestling done right. Unfortunately, there's no ring, but it's done right. Like, you could jump in at any moment. Any moment you could jump into the show, and even though there's been months of storylines, you know, you still like jump it at any point, and boom, you're right where you need to be. So I love that company. Yeah,
it's a fun it's a fun experience. It was completely different. It's not. That's why I always talk about on Under the Ropes and Indie Talks that you have to have an open mind when dealing with different wrestling, because there's a little bit of everything. There's a lot of comedy wrestling with this. What else am I missing from this? Anthony,
the most ironic thing about my love of Extremely Serious Wrestling is that I think I hate comedy wrestling, but I love these guys. Like, when I wrestle, I want to fight. Like, to me, like there's no comedy in a fight, but Extremely Serious Wrestling is fucking amazing. Like, I love it. But like I don't know if it wasn't, I don't know, something about it makes me love it. But I love serious wrestling. Like, Bloodsport is my bag.
So. Yeah, you're...
So is it that entertaining, though, that it draws you in, though? Maybe it's not the comedy of it. It's just the entertainment factor. As you said, you are an actor as well, so maybe it's just that that portrayal of it.
Maybe, because, like I said, it's the characters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, when I watch it, I don't feel like an idiot. So, like, it doesn't embarrass me, like, a lot. To be honest, this is where I might get in a lot of trouble. But a lot of wrestling embarrasses me. Like, I can't mention any names, but WWE embarrasses me. But, like, I like to watch wrestling that doesn't embarrass me, if that makes sense to you.
I mean, I know you're a big New Japan guy. I mean, maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, because I know you went for New Year's. You were in Japan. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, because, I mean, I enjoyed the, like, videos and pictures that you were posting and sharing. So it was pretty cool to watch. I know, like, your New Year's Eve was crazy.
Oh, yeah. So, once at this one place, the Monster Kauai Cafe. It's a tourist trap. I know it's a tourist trap. But, you know, it's cool. It's like $30 to get in. They gave you two free shots or two free drinks when you get in. So in my head, like, I'm just calculating, you know, all right, two free drinks. That's about $5 each. So I'm at $25 here, you know, I'm doing the math. At New Year's, they give you a free sake shot. I'm like, okay, that's like another $5. The staff gets drunk, and they just start giving free sake shots over and over and over again. And I met this guy named Sebastian. He's like the number one kawaii guy in the country, and I guess kawaii is his thing. Met this cute Mexican girl who you know, we had a good time. And it was just good times. Like, I can't describe it because, you know, only video. So just go to my Instagram page if someone wants to plug that, because I don't know the name of my own Instagram page. Watch the video. Good times.
Yes. All his links are in the description below, so you can follow him that way. So make sure you go give some love. But I thought was kind of cool. I'm sorry to cut you off. What I thought was cool is I remember the spinning room, like or whatever it was, spinning table that was going on that the girls were dancing on.
That's a giant cake in the middle of the floor where the burlesque dancers perform, and that's where they had the sake, the free sake that everyone just kept spinning and just giving it to everyone for free.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm like, they're not paying attention who they're giving it to, so boom, I took 8 free shots.
Oh, wow. You went around it, like, they wanted to make sure you get, like, completely different women so that you make sure that the shots came to you?
No, I didn't go around. The cake spun. I just stood where I was, and I just held my hand out, and bang, just kept giving it to me. God, shot after shot after shot after shot.
Hey, if I can mention, enjoy sake. About,
yeah, the one, I don't even like sake, but it was free.
Free is for me. So is there like something particular, like food wise when you go to Japan, because I know you've been to Japan a couple of times, so is there something that you purposely do every time that you go back there, like or food wise or maybe there's something particular that you do?
Yeah, there's one little niche restaurant that you have to visit when you go to Japan. It's very niche, you know, it's very like mom and pop ish it's called McDonald's. And when you go there, you get yourself a Big Mac with some fries. And it's really good. You give it a try.
I heard they have this exclusive thing called Coca-Cola. Is that a thing over there?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Seriously, what they have out there that we don't have? What? They have Zima.
Ooh.
Like, I never had Zima because, you know, that was like the 90s. Then, you know, obviously, I don't know what's the legal drinking age of New York now. But back then, you know, it wasn't 2 years old, so. So the Zima, they have Zima. So I had that, and that was pretty neat.
Interesting.
But seriously, like no joking, the Wendy's in Roppongi is the best Wendy's on the planet. What? They have the Roppongi burger. Instead of ketchup, they have like all these flavors for your fries. So that's the way to go. Go to Wendy's in Roppongi when you go to Tokyo.
Do you ever experiment to eat like the other cuisine out there too, or no?
No, I'm just messing around. Yeah, try whatever. You know, like I went to this one place where I didn't know it was a franchise. It looked authentic, and it's like this old Japanese lady's like, "Oh, come on in here," and I'm like, "Oh, sure." You know, we're going to like grandma's house, you know. But you know, it was a franchise. They just pay this old lady to look like your grandmother and just to wheel people in. Come on in, my child. Come on in, and you know, it's easy to get kidnapped out there. I'm guessing because I just walked right on in. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know where I'm going, but this old lady says to come in here, so here I go.
Well then. Hey, what happens in Roppongi, man? What happens in Roppongi?
Oh my god.
Wow.
In Tokyo, like a lot of the bars are like in buildings. So it's I'm trying to think, like a condo, like if you go to a condominium, like on the first floor where there are mailboxes, all those like are like, you know, names of the bars, and you just have to figure out like, oh, the bar I want to go to is on a ninth floor to the left, third door from the left, and it looks like you're walking into someone's apartment, but it's a bar.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and it's like there's so many themes, you know, that's for, you know, it's a tour, you know, the entire city is a tourist trap. I mean, I love it, but you know, let's call it for what it is. The entire city is a beautiful tourist trap. It's New York. If New York was clean, if New York it was safe, New York, if New York was nice, you know, but it's boom. The whole thing feels like Times Square on crack. Boom.
So do you come back and like come back with loads of stuff every time you go to Japan, or?
No, I don't buy anything for anything. I don't buy gifts for people. I hate gifts.
Well, I didn't say gifts. I'm saying for you. Like, is there anything like you come back? Like, maybe you go to the video game stores out there or.
No, books? I travel light, man. I want to get through that TSA as quickly as possible.
Like, see, that would be the option for me. I would definitely go too nuts over there.
You probably need like a second empty suitcase.
Akihabara shit.
So, but you've been to Wrestle Kingdom a couple of times. So
Twice.
So tell us a little bit about your experience with that.
Wrestle Kingdom is fun, you know. It's oh, here we go. In a Tokyo Dome, the first time I went, you know, like I knew what to expect the second time around, but the first time I went, I shit my pants. I bought a bunch of Strong Zeros, which is like the Japanese version of Four Loko, but tastes better.
Okay.
So, like, I'm trying to sneak them in. I'm like, I'm trying to sneak in these cans of Four Loko, in, you know, into my jacket. Because, you know, it's a little chilly. So, like, you know, wear, like, a sweater. So, it's like, put the cans in my sweater. I get to security. The girl, it's like a nice little tiny girl. It's like, do you have any cans? I'm like, fuck, gig is up. So I give her my cans of Strong Zero. I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed right now. She pours out my cans into cups. And she goes, thank you. You could go now. You could bring alcohol into the building.
Oh, cool.
I did not think that's where the story
was. Yeah, I thought like she was going to pour it in front of you or something. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was expecting. But yeah, you when I went to Karaokean Hall, a family of four brought like bags of food and like KFC. Because KFC is huge there on Christmas time. So, like, the entire family just brought, like, their whole dinner with them from KFC to the venue. And, like, there's no, you know, it's not frowned upon because I reckon people clean up after themselves. I'm like, here. So, you know, they're like, yeah, just bring whatever. Who cares? Just clean up after yourself. They just don't want cans or bottles. So, you know, you just have to, like, pour it into cups.
Oh, wow.
Well, then.
Wow. Hi, Michael. How are you in the chat? Wow.
I guess now we know.
Like a bucket list that like has to happen to go to Wrestle Kingdom, but I know you absolutely love it. So have you gone to I knew a couple of my friends that gone to Japan, like they gone to see the people that make the gear, like the guy who made Kenny Omega's gear. One of my friends, she went and she tried on Kenny Omega's gear. It was pretty cool. Wow. So no, you never done anything like that?
No, I'm not that cool.
You're not that cool.
Well then.
So, I'm sorry, Ray. I keep cutting you off for questions because I keep like thinking of everything. So, what
are it's
you?
All great, good. Great.
If you have any questions about Japan, that's my bag.
I kind of do. My friend
got attacked by ninja hookers.
Wait, what? Screw my question right now. Wait, how did that happen?
So he left the because you know I don't know if you saw the photo of me and the world's oldest DJ. She's like 88 years old. She's like up to my waist. She got molested by like a Malaysian girl. Oof. So I'm hanging out with the world's oldest DJ. They're doing a documentary on her. And my friend's like, oh, well, I guess I gotta go home. I'm tired. So he leaves. As he's walking from the bar back to the Airbnb, like, I warned him about this because it almost happened to me the first time I went. A hooker just snuck up behind him and put him into what's called a British court hold. You know, like you go, it's a wrestling hold. She put him in where like her arm is like around him, but he can't move. So now he's like trapped in his lock. So the hooker has him in a lock and his arm can't move. And he's like stuck. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I have to go home. He's like, no. $20 for the new girl. And like another ninja hooker just shows up from the shadows and she's like trying to be sexy to him. He's like, no, I don't have any money. And they're like refusing to let him go. And I'm like, when he told me this, I'm like, I told you, you got to be careful. Those ninja hookers are no joke. They will sneak up on you, put you in the lock and try to take your money.
The funny thing is that they're not even like trying to rob him. It's just give us like,
let me love you.
Oh. Wow.
Let me love you.
Let me love you.
Damn, I should be a singer. Why am I wrestling? That's it. New career change.
Sorry,
another one. Are you gonna go from acting, wrestling, now singing?
Yeah, I think Frank and I are gonna have to compete for the IWA in a masked singer competition. One of them put on masks and the fans get to choose who is a better singer. And the winner keeps IWA.
I was going to say, Frank does love the masked singer. He's the only like wrestling person I've talked to about that show. It is a good show though. They have made a wrestling version now with the masked wrestler.
That's pretty cool though. It's a cool concept.
Yeah. It's funny because Frank had that idea, but I guess, you know, he was like, yeah, just an idea. And now someone's actually doing it.
So is there like a song in particular, your go-to song that you're going to sing?
Let me love you. Actually, my go-to song is It's Raining Men. 100%. 100% It's Raining Men.
There you go.
Well done.
Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, back to my Japan.
Ray's got questions. Ray's got
back to my Japan question.
All right, let's go to Japan.
So, like you said, you are a wrestler as well, though. Is a goal to train over there? Like, I know for myself, I definitely do want to train in the Japan dojo. Would that be a goal?
That is a main. That is a real main goal. I actually spent a week in the LA dojo as part of their guinea pig class. Cause like Shibata's never trained anybody before, so you know they're opening. They open up the LA dojo, so they needed people from various degrees of expert levels. You know, people who are just taking their first bumps, people who have been doing it for a little bit, people who you know, who are ready to be called up to the to be signed. So we did that for a week, and I tore both my quads doing squats.
Oh my god!
But I did not give up.
Oh my god! I think I remember you telling me something like this about the training. So it had to be like really intense. So how different is it compared to like maybe Ray or something like training where he's trained before, where you've trained before?
All right. So the general schedule was first there's some stretches, and then it's about 2 hours of exercises designed to like just beat your body to shit. You know, whether it's like 400 squats. I wish I could remember the numbers of things, but you know, like endless squats, endless push-ups, the lion push-ups that they do. We had a circuit of like 17 exercises to do, and it was just designed to the physical.
Yep.
And I think Shibata hated me because even though I was physically broken, like I don't know, my face, I always look like I'm high. You know, it's annoying. Like even when I don't do drugs, I look like I'm high. So Shibata, like, he kind of saw, like, you know, like, I don't think he thought I took it seriously, but that's just my face. So, like, you know, we did, like, these terrible exercises, and then he's like, you know what, let's do it again. So everyone, we're all dying, and the guy, he was, like, the head of the LA dojo, like, the office guy. I just went up to him, I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? And for some reason, he found that funny. So since he found me saying, hey, how's it going, funny, Sensei Shibata took offense to that, and I had to do endless other squats, and you know, yeah. And then after that, it's like, you know, 2 hours of just physically breaking you down. Then it's shoot exercises, like just how to, you know, just shooting. And then it's lunch, and then after that, it's just perfecting a technique, perfecting the headlock, perfecting the lockup, perfecting running the ropes. You know, since it was a crash course, you know, we went through more than what the young lions would do. Because young lions won't move on to the next thing until they absolutely perfected the one thing.
Yeah.
So if the lockup is the first thing they trained them, they won't teach them the headlock until they literally perfected the lockup.
Wow.
And that's why they're like the best in the planet, to be honest.
Yeah. Ironically, that's the style that I was taught in. But my trainer is also very important into that Japanese style. Like I can imagine you guys did a bunch of ISO squats and stuff like that, just because it's to get your body ready. Like wrestling isn't technically something our bodies should be accustomed to in general. So you have to start getting yourself ready with the squats and the push-ups and the planks and the, we were taught that young lion style too. Like we're not allowed to move on from, if you can't do the lockup properly, the steps, the footing, all that stuff, like that's why I say I would love to go to Japan, just because I have a respect for the little things in wrestling. Like,
I love about Japan, sorry to cut you off, but I love about Japan is that it's literally both the past and the future at the same time. Like everything is about the past, the traditions. Like you could walk like a couple of blocks, and you're like in the 1950s. Walk a few more blocks, you're like in the 1600s. Walk a few more blocks, you're in 2020. And a few more blocks, you're in like 2500 or whatever, the future. It's just crazy out there. But if I give you any advice, Ramon, just save up some money, buy your tickets a year in advance from Air China. Well, maybe not now, but you could probably get like good deals off of Groupon. And yeah. Make it happen, Ramon. Make it happen. You could do it. Just save up a little bit, like $50 a week, $100 a week, whatever you can. Eventually that shit adds up and then you're ready to go.
No, definitely.
Pretty smart.
But to be honest, even though I love Wrestle Kingdom, New Year's is the worst time to go.
I can only imagine like that's going to be very like credit. Like it's going to be a lot of people that normally wouldn't be there in a normal stance. Like, I can imagine Japan still enough is a tourist destination, but I can imagine then it's worse.
Right? Yeah, but what's weird is a lot of people decide, well, I'm taking my vacation on this week. So a lot of places might be closed, and it's like, oh, I came to Japan to go to this, you know, one thing. Like, nah, man, we're closed. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay.
That like, sucks.
Halloween is probably the best time to go. It was my favorite Halloween ever.
Why? Like, what, like, speaks out to you, like, when you think about it?
It was kind of like Times Square. It's like Times Square on New Year's, but everyone, in case you don't know, in Tokyo, it is legal, or say it's not illegal, to drink in the street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. And it's weird because, like, it's illegal to smoke cigarettes in the street unless you're in a designated smoking section.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
But inside bars, you can smoke cigarettes at the discretion of the owner.
Hmm.
So that's if the owner's like, yeah, light it up. Who cares? Then bang, you can smoke indoors. But I'll say in the street, you can't smoke until you go to like a designated smoking box.
Hmm. I think that's smart, though, because technically, I guess drinking, you're only technically harming yourself in a way.
Right.
But smoking.
Vegas is like that, though. Vegas, you can walk around drinking alcohol. They sell it on the street, alcohol.
Like I love Vegas so much. I almost moved there, but it's so fucking hot.
Yeah, it does, especially in the summertime. Like, I've been there where it's, like, extremely hot, right? Like, they have, like, when you're entering into the hotels, like, they have the fans, like, above outside the hotels spritzing you with water. That's how hot it is. But you barely feel it because it's so hot and it dries up.
I was supposed to be there during the summer, but COVID happened.
Yes.
Cool. That was my birthday plan.
Well, when the world reopens up, Ramon, we're going. It's happening.
I would love to go to Vegas with a whole bunch of friends. I think we'd all get in a lot of trouble. We're going to have to, like, designate someone to get us out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is what we call Frank.
I got some Vegas stories, but I don't want to get us banned from the podcast world.
Yeah, we're gonna call Frank, though, if we get banned, like,
Yeah, when we get locked up, we'll just call Frank. We'll be like, hey, Frank, we're going to need that 75% assistance at the moment.
We're going to be the thing at our
time. Oh, no. Jeez. Anyway, Ray, you have any more questions? We're getting to that hour mark.
Well, I guess we should bring it back to wrestling. So with wrestling coming back now, little by little, we're starting to get back to somewhat normalcy. What's the goal like now? What's for the future of wrestling? What do you see yourself wanting to do when things start to open up a little more?
I mean, my personal goal was, my first year was just to, like, train, obviously. Then second year was, I guess, doing the whole Kaiju Big Battle thing. Then third year, which is where I was last year, was to, just find a home promotion, you know, which became Intense Wrestling Alliance. And work there. And then fourth year, which was supposed to be this year, was to add to the calendar. You know, it's like, besides IWA, do more. But since this whole situation happened, you know, decided to just fucking buy it. But, yeah, like, my goal was just not too much. Because to be honest, in case you guys don't know, wrestling is not my dream, not my goal. To me, violence is a hobby. So, like, I just like to fight legally without the risk of going to jail and without getting drug tested. So, you know, I just want to, you know, go on the road maybe once or twice a month, do my thing when the show's over, hit up a local dive bar, you know, try to cause a little mayhem there, and then, you know, just rinse and repeat, you know. You know, that's my personal goal, just, you know, IWA plus a show. IWA plus one.
Okay.
Well, then, there you go. So I guess hopefully when COVID finally allows us to open up again, we can't see you at some more shows, because yes, it would be cool to see.
Once I get off this Corona coaster, I'm trademarking that as soon as possible. I actually stole
that's
going to
be
that from
his next shirt. That's
yeah, there you go. There's your next shirt. So
I actually stole that from Vending Machine Girl. Wait, did you explain Vending Machine or no?
No.
Are you going to explain it?
No.
She doesn't remember, I think. So
no, I remember.
Okay.
I'm trying to be good on the pod, but
Should I? Can I explain it?
Oh God, I don't think you should. I don't think.
Didn't you show it to Raymond at the group chat or the group?
Yeah,
whatever you call that.
We're live. We're live. We're not gonna talk about that. But yeah, so.
All right, Raymond. I'll send you the photo later, and then I'll just. All right, so yeah, so
that'll be a conversation for post.
Yeah, that'll be a personal conversation. So, but.
And then you'll have a whole lot more questions to ask.
Oh boy, it's gonna be just dandy. So, all right, so let's leave this with one final question. So, other than what's been going on, what have you been doing during this time? Like, pretty much keep yourself busy with the pandemic.
Pretty much, I bought my vacation home in January. I bought a summer home from June, and then I was gonna buy my permanent home, end of this month. But things fell through, so I have to keep working on that. But in the meantime, I've just been doing the movies, been camping. Being set on fire.
I can't with you.
I can't forget those Bernie rallies.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well.
Can I tell a quick story about the It's Raining Men?
Oh God.
Okay. Do it.
All right, Raymond. So, I had to remember this via the movie. You ever seen the movie Memento?
Yes.
Where it starts at end and whatever. So long story short, which means it's gonna be a long story. I got blacked out drunk at a heavy metal concert. Somehow in between a metal concert and a bar, I ended up going to White Castle. I'm blacked out drunk. Yeah, I'm blacked out drunk. I wake up. Apparently, I wake up from this drunken stupor with a few White Castle burgers in my mouth. Apparently, I end up DJing. Let me try to get this straight. Pun intended. I wake up DJing, even though I'm not booked to DJ, at a gay Comic-Con after party. Okay. And I'm just like, I wake up, I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I'm like, oh shit, am I fucking DJing? Oh, I guess I am. And I see a chick there, I think is pretty cute. So, I get off the turntables, I'm like, I'm not fucking DJ, I'm not getting paid for this. I start flirting with her. I'm like, hey girl, I'm flirting with you. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job. Next thing you know, the DJ decides to put on It's Raining Men. And I go to her. I'm so sorry right now. I get up, and I go straight to the dance floor. So, next thing I know, I'm being crowd surfed by a bunch of gay guys to It's Raining Men. And you were having a blast. Great time. Song is over. The gentleman put me back down. I go right back to the bar as if nothing happened. And thankfully, she no-sold it. And It's Raining Men. That song's been giving me both good and bad luck for the last X amount of years. So find a song, Raymond, make it yours, because we're putting you on the Mask Singer or the Mask Wrestler, whatever. On the Mask Podcaster. That's what we're doing.
Oh my God!
There we go. Wait, will I be unbanned for that? So I can be.
No, you have to do it remotely. You're still banned.
Damn. This is rude. Speaking of,
I even got the haircut. I'm looking nice for it. I could have been unbanned. Like, come on.
But guys, speaking of breasts,
you're wearing a mask though.
Then they'll never know. That's the whole point. Never know. But anyway, speaking of wrestling, I have a code for you guys. You can watch some wrestling on Power Slam TV. Okay, use the code NOHOLDSFREE to enjoy 1 month on us. So there's a lot of great wrestling on there, a lot of great promotions. So go check it out. So if you have nothing to do and want to watch some wrestling, so
gotta enjoy the wrestling.
And
what's that website one more time?
It's the Power Slam TV.
Power Slam TV, guys.
Yes. So, but yeah. So I guess that's going to bring. We've been chatting with Anthony St. James for about an hour. So I guess good luck to you next week.
We didn't even get to my top five worst threesomes.
Yeah, so anyway, guys, thank you again for checking
We're gonna leave that for another podcast.
Yeah, and... So guys, thank you again for watching the Knowles Bar Network with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany. I'm always joined by the Law of Ray Raimundo. And I just want to thank you so much again to joining us, Anthony St. James.
Number 5. It was his brother and
sister. Oh, right? Lord. Anyway.
Wait. We forgot to ask him where can... I guess he probably doesn't remember his social media. But if you do, Anthony, where could they find you?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just, I don't know, look it up.
Look up Anthony St. James.
They're all you'll Anthony find St. James. It. All... I believe the Twitter is at ASJWrestles.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yes. There you go. All the links are in the description below. So, but anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye. There's something you owe me. Give it back to me. Enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com. A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.